Today's shiur in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is the final shiur in this six-year project, Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, and with tremendous thanks to Hashem Yisbarach, we are concluding our lectures on every single daf of Mishnah Brura in all six volumes. Today we're going to be doing officially what is called Daf Kuf Samach Dalet, Omen Aleph, but it will really be mostly on Kuf Samach Gimel Omen Beis. I want to thank everyone for listening, who has listened to any part of this series of shiurim. It's, I think, well over 2,000 shiurim. Baruch Hashem, a regular learning program that's been going on since 6 years ago. I started learning this, Le'ili Nishmas, my holy father, Yosef Nissen ben Yecheskel, Olav HaShalom, my mother, Aleha HaShalom, passed away right at the start of this learning program, and I rededicated it to her as well, Chana Bas Meir Avram, Aleha HaShalom, and any zechusim that I have, it's all due to their great merit and to their parents' merit, who I never had the zechus to meet any of their parents. But in the zechus of these avos, we, Baruch Hashem, are reaching the conclusion to this wonderful, wonderful cycle of learning. I encourage and invite everybody to restart the new cycle and to join us again. I mentioned yesterday we will be having a gala Siyum Shabbos, Parshas Tetzaveh, which is February 11th and February 12th in the secular calendar. The program will be hosting, the Young Israel of Woodmere will be hosting Rabbi Moshe Hauer Shlita, the head of the OU, for that special Shabbos. He'll be giving drashas both Friday night in shul and in davening, as well as later that night in the shul. Details will be coming out for the exact times. He'll be giving the drasha in the main shul on Shabbos morning, and there'll be a special Shalosh Shudas and a drasha from Rabbi Hauer Shabbos afternoon. Again, Parshas Tzava, February 12th. And then for those in the neighborhood, we welcome them to come to attend any of these classes in person. But Matzei Shabbos, if you could come in person, it'll be great. We'll have a Malava Malka, Siyum, and a Drasha from Rabbi Hauer as well. And this will also be live streamed through the OU. Details about that, how to log on to that. It will be recorded for those that are in different time zones that can't log on because it's still Shabbos by you. You'll have the opportunity to join us virtually at a recorded time. And I again thank all of you for listening. In the shul, we've done many different programs within the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura program. And I thank anybody who's listened to any of the shiurim. It's been a tremendous chizuk to me to give the shiurim. And I look forward to doing many other Torah projects as well in the future. Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach. So we begin the final shiur on Daf Kuf Samach Gimel Omid Beis with Simon Tof Reish Tzadi Zayin in the sixth and final volume of Mishnah Brura. And this Simon deals with Purim Katan, which is a halacha lemaisa this year, when we have an other aleph and another beis. So do you say Trina, do you say Tachnun, and other supplications on your Dalet and Tesvav, Purim Katan and Shushan Purim Katan, Shabbat the Rishon, and the din of a Tainis and a Hesped, fasting and eulogies on these days as well. It's only one Sif, and we begin with Sif Aleph in the Mechaber. And the Mechaber tells us, Yom Yodalet v'Tesvav Shabbat the Rishon, when you have a leap year like we do this year, and we have another Rishon and another Sheni, so we, of course, as we've learned, celebrate the dinim of Purim in other Sheni to be Somech Gula Legula, so it should be next to Chodesh Nisan. But what about the din of Yudalit and Tesvav in other Rishon? So the Mechaber tells us, Ein Noflim Al Pneim, we do not say Tachnun, and the Ein Omrin Mizmor Yancho Hashem B'Yom Tzara, we don't say the capital that we say between Asher and Uvol Tzion, Lamaseach Mizmor Ledovi Yancho Hashem B'Yom Tzara, because it's not a day of Tzara. And as well, Vasurim, the Hesped, the Tainus, we don't make eulogies and we don't fast on those days. However, Avol Shar Dvorim Ein Noagim Behem. But all the other details of Purim are not knowing on Yudalit and Tesvav. Then he brings down the Yeshomer. There's another opinion that says the Af Behesped V'Tainus V'Torim, that even a Hesped, eulogies, or a Tainus is permitted on what we call Purim Katan or Shushan Purim Katan. That is the final Mechaber in the entire Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim, and now let's dissect it by looking at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that Sifkat and Aleph, Ulukuli Alma, everybody agrees, Ein Omrim Alanisim. We don't say Alanisim on Purim Katan or Shushan Purim Katan, because given the Inkorin and Megillah, we don't read the Megillah, and that's representing the Nais, and therefore we don't say Alanisim. V'im Amaru, but if somebody mistakenly said Alanisim on Yudalit and Tesvav, as opposed to the rest of the year, which that would be considered a hefsik. So nevertheless, Ein Machzirin, so this is not considered a hefsik. And this is brought down in the Shaar Tzion Os Beis by the Chemed Moshe. And the reasoning is, the Chofetz Chaim says, V'tamo, Domidino, technically, Hayoroi Lassos Brother Rishon, Kamosha Kosu Aposkim, technically you could have been Yotze in other Rishon. However, the rabbi said to do it in other Sheni, Ella Shemismich Gula Lagula Adif, it's better to have it next to the month of Gula, which is Nisan, so the Gula from Achashverosh should be connected to the Gula of Mitzrayim, and that's why we do it in other bays. However, technically it could have been done in other Rishon, and therefore Im Kain, Mikomokom Heve. It's not inconsistent. It's not considered a hefsek. Say alanisim on Purim Katan, Shushan Purim Katan. Again, you shouldn't do that. Lechatchila, we don't do that. But if you did it, it's not the end of the world, and it's not considered a hefsek. Now, the issue footnote number one tells us v'chein ligabe ben ir shamar alanisim b'tesvav adar. Likewise, if a person living in a regular non-walled city were to say on alanisim on what we call Shushan Purim. So we already learned the Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Gimel, Shemach Zivin, so we don't make him go back because it's considered Ke'enam Ora, because it's Ksas Shaychus B'yom Elu to say Alanisim. And likewise, in a Purim Mishulush, and that year like we had last year, where Tezvav comes out on Shabbos, Shadinhu, Shemakomo, Samukofim, the walled cities, they say Alanisim on Tezvav Adar on Shabbos. So we also learned in Siman Tov Reish Peches, Shem Omar Alanisim B'yom HaShishi, if they were to say it when they read the Megillah on Yudala, which they shouldn't, nevertheless, Ein Sarach Lachzor, they don't have to repeat the Shemana Esrei. Then we also don't say, Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot and Beis, Lamasech Mizmor Ladov, Yanach Hashem B'yom Tzara. And likewise, the Mishnah Berurah adds, Ve'en Omrim Kel Erech HaPayim, if it's a Monday or a Thursday, we don't say the Kel Erech HaPayim that we normally say on a Monday or Thursday before we take out the Torah. And this is Bekurim Katan, Shnei Yom. This is true if your Dalit or Tezvav of other Rishon is on a Monday or a Thursday. And he says, they're very, very similar, albeit in Dershu footnote number two, he brings down, in regards to Erev Sukkos, that we don't say that they're the same. There are those places that say Lamatzeach on Erev Sukkos, but they don't say Kel Erech HaPayim if it's a Monday or Thursday. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us a din that we're probably not familiar with. He says, Umizmor Li'osid, that's Kapitol Pei Gimel in Tehillim. There were some German shuls, especially, that would say it every day after davening. So, do you say that on Purim Katan? So, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Mizmor Liyosef Purim Katan." Do you not say for those that say it every day, "Mizmor Liyosef" at the end of the davening, Kapitul Pei Gimel? Do you say it on Purim Katan? So he says, "Makal Mos Yesh B'Lavav in Lavav." Place in Europe, Shein Omrim Osol B'chol Yom, Shein Omrim Tachnun. They had the custom that they wouldn't say Mizmor Liyosef on any day that they didn't say Tachnun. But he says, Yesh Mekom Shomim, there were places that would say it. Rak B'yom Halal, they wouldn't say it on any day that they say Halal. Ein Omrim Mizmor Liyosef. So again, there are different customs. And then he says, V'chei Noagim B'Frankfurt de Oder. The river Oder was a river near Frankfurt. Frankfurt was to the west of this Oder River. So he says, the minhag in Frankfurt that was on the Oder River was they would not say it on days that you said halal, but they would say it on days that you just didn't say tachnun. Then he adds, imchol purim katan b'shabbos, if purim katan comes out on Shabbos, we also don't say en omrim tzutz. Tzutz is the tzitkos chatzed that we say at the conclusion of the shmonesrei chazaras hashatz mincha Shabbos, and it's known as tzutz because you have the three psokim over there that begin with a tzadi, the middle one is a vav, and the end pasuk is a tzadi, whether you say ashkenaz or svard. Ashkenaz says 1, 2, 3, nusuk svard says 3, 2, 1, so they both have the same abbreviation. That's why it's known as tzutz. It's tzitzkotz chotzedek. So he says that those that have the custom in Purim Katan that they don't say the tzutz by mincha, like on a day that we don't say tachman. Then he adds, Misha erelo neis biador, if somebody had a neis occur to them during Adar in a regular year, and he accepted upon himself that this should be a special holiday for him. Every year he makes a Yom Mishnah v'Simcha on that day, commemorating the neis that happened to him. So then, in Ira b'shana pshuta, if this neis happened in a regular plain year, there was only one Adar, so then, in future years, when it's a leap year, and it's an Ibra year, and there's an other Rishon, another Sheni, also be Rishon. He should go make this Suda on other Rishon. Then Ira b'mububaris, b'sheni, yasim sheni. But if this neis happened to him in a leap year, and it occurred in other Sheni, so then in another leap year, he should make it on other Sheni as well. Now, Dirshu, footnote number 3 brings down, Shabiyom she'en omrim bo tachlim b'mincha, en omrim bo tzutz. On a normal day, well, we don't say tachlim by mincha time, so on Shabbos, we don't say the tzutz as well. And he brings down from the Ramah, in Siman Reish Pei Dalet, Shabiyom she'en omrim bo tzutz, en omrim bo gam, avarachmim. We also wouldn't say avarachmim on that day as well. Dirshu, footnote number 4 brings down, for a tainis, for a yard site, for an rachman tzana, for a father or mother passed away, and you have the tainis, and it occurred in a regular year, of Adar, and now it's a leap year, so what do you do? So we already discussed this in Simon Tov Kuf Samaches Ayin Sham. And in regards to a katan shenola bi Adar, a child that's born in a regular year of Adar, and now it's a leap year, which is his bar mitzvah day, or he's born in a leap year, and now it's only one Adar, you can have the paradox that a child that's born on the 28th day of Adar Rishon, and another child that's born on the second day of Adar Sheni, so if their bar mitzvah is in a portion of the year, that the child that was born 26 days later, then the first child will actually have his bar mitzvah 26 days before the second child. And all of these dinim were discussed as well previously in Simen Nun Hei, as well as in Simen Tov Kuf Samach Ches. The issue footnote number 5 brings down, Le'el, we learn the Simen Tov Resh Pei Vav, that the Shulchan Aruch there wrote, Shemish Nasalo Nes Ba'odar, V'nodar Lasos Purim, if a person had a Nes happen to him in a regular year in an Odar, and he said, I'm going to make it this Yom Mishta V'simcha, so there we brought down, Kishitavo Shnasa Ibor, in a leap year, Tzorach Lasos is a Purim Ba'odar Sheni. There it said differently, that you should make the annual commemoration in Odar Sheni, unless, unless it was a leap year the first time it happened, then it was another Rishon. So we seem to have a contradiction over here between what the Mishnah Berurah points out over here and what the Mishnah Berurah said over there. Again, Rav Shechter Shlita points out that sometimes you'll have contradictions in the Mishnah Berurah because different sons and sons-in-laws, the Chofetz Chaim, wrote parts of the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore you sometimes will have different opinions between them, and that's why you sometimes can have a stira, seemingly, in the Mishnah Berurah himself. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Va'osa suda shosim bishvil ha-neis, hi sudas mitzvah. That suda that you're doing to commemorate the neis that happened to you, that in and of itself is a sudas mitzvah. The whole suda shosim lezechen iflos Hashem, hu sudas mitzvah. Any suda that you're making to commemorate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for you is a sudas mitzvah. The issue footnote number 6 brings down, what should somebody do? A nes occurred to them. So we brought down in Simon Reishud Ches, you should give tztaka that day. You should give it to specifically to Talmidei Chachamim, and you should say, I'm giving the tztaka. It should be as if you wrote some nechshav b'makom toda, as if I brought a carbon toda, that I would have been obligated to in the times of Beis HaMikdash. And you should say the carbon toda passage, capital Kuf, Mizmor Lesoda, Vitov Viroya Lolasakin, Ezit Sochi Rambir, and should try to do something for the public good. And every year at that time, you should go and think and examine and think of ways that you could thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to tell over the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for you. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel. We said you don't make a tainus according to the first opinion on Purim Katan or Shushan Purim Katan. He says, Aval Avelus Lukulayama Noe Brother Rishon. But certainly Avelus is Noeg on that day. We had a whole discussion in the previous Yoram as to whether Avelus is Noeg on Purim or not. But certainly in Purim Katan, Shushan Purim Katan, Avelus is Noeg. And in the issue footnote number 7, he brings down Ulagabi Hesbit Al Talmud Chokham, Shemes Bapurim Shabbat the Rishon. So he said, it's written down in the Luch of Eretz Yisrael, Shein Maspid and also Elabafonim. You only make a Hesbit right in front of him if he's there. The issue foot number 8 discusses about davening for the Omud. So the Bir Aloch and Simon Kuf Lamed Beis brings down Shabiyom Shein Omud Bolam Natzeach El Kerach Apayim on days that we don't say those Tvilos, such as the day of Tachlin, Ein Ovel Misfalbo. So there is an opinion that says that an Ovel doesn't daven on any day that we don't say Tachlin. And the reasoning is brought down by the Mariel, Shekivan Shakol B'Simcha, the whole Tzibor is in Simcha, so Ein Roy that an Ovel should be davening for them. On the other hand, according to the Tam that's brought down by Agos Ben Hogim to Rav Yitzhak Isaac Turner, so he brings down Shane Ovil Mispal Biyom Zem Mishum Shani Gunim Shimanagmin Bo Mesamchin So Evil, because the songs that you'll sing are going to be Mesamech the Ovil, and that's not right. So therefore, that's not Shaykh on Purim Katan when we don't have any specific songs. And this is also the opinion of the Stipler Gon Shemutalo Mispal Biyom Zem that he could daven on such a day for the Amud. Then we also brought down in Simon Tov Kuf Pei Aleph Sheovo Yochol Yos Shalich Tziba, even Bishachris on a day of Hallel until Hallel, and is brought down for Chayodam that this was the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon would not let the Ovel daven Shachris. However, but there was nobody else that could daven for the Yomud, he would even let him daven Mutsav on the day that we would say Hallel. Can the Shliach Tzibur be an Ovel on Chanukah? So, Stam Shaloh Yeh Shliach Tzibur Gam L'Shachris V'Lorak L'Hallel. So, the opinion that's brought down over there is that he shouldn't be the Shliach Tzibur even for Shachris, but for Mincha and Marv, he could be the Shliach Tzibur. And we added over there in Tuf Reish Ayin Aleph, on Tu B'Av, and Tu B'Shvat, and Lama Gimel B'Omer, like B'Omer, Ein Omer Hallel, Mispal Gam Shachris, even Davin Shachris. Now we go to the final Ramah in Arech Chaim Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says Agav Aminu Kiswar Rishona. We pass like the first opinion that we don't make Hesped or Tainis on Purim Katan. Then he adds Yeshomim Shachayv LaHabus B'Mishta V'Simcha B'Yud Dalet Shabbat the Rishon. He brings down the Torah in the name of the Raf, and that you should have some sort of a suda on Purim Katan. However, the Ramah says, "Ein noag in kain, our minig is not to do so." Nevertheless, mikol makom yarbik tzas besuda kidei lotzeis yedei hamachmirin. He says you should try and do this. He brings this down. Now goes my money. What's the name of the smack? You should try to do something to be out to the machmirin that say you should have some sort of a seuda on Purim Katan. Mishbur says this is only in Sivkot and Dalit on your Dalit, but not on Shushan Purim Katan. Even after Karachim Amukav Mukhom, even the people who live in a walled city, they don't have to do this on Shushan Purim Katan. Finally, we go to the last Mishnah Brura in the entire Arechayim Shulchan Aruch. Sivkot and Hay. Nikom Mokum Yarbe. The Mishnah Brura says you should try to have a little Suda even on Purim Katan. And in the Agos Tashbase, he brings down Kosa the Yesh Laharbos. You should try to be Marbe in such a Suda. And he adds, the Rabbeinu Yechiel mi Paris, one of the Tosafists, the Rabbeinu Yechiel mi Paris, Rogil Laharbos, he would go and be Marbe, Ulahazmin b'nei Adam, and to invite people to his house. Now, we're right in the middle of this Mishnah Berurah, but let's go finish off the last words of the Ramah in all of Aruch Chaim Shulchan Aruch, and he says, V'tov lev mishta tomid. And a person who's a good-hearted person, he should be b'mishta tomid. We want to end off on a very positive note, and he should be b'mishta tomid. He should constantly be in happiness. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes over here, V'zeu shesim haramah, v'tov lev mishta tomid, that a good-hearted person should always be in happiness and in mishta. This is an allusion to the idea that a person should be marbe to give honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with any nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done to us in our times, such as this personal nes that occurred for this person and the nesim that occurred to all of Klal Yisrael on Purim. The Ber Heitev concludes in Sivkot and Gimel, Beis Tefarteinu Beheru Yamot. He says the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt Beheru Yamenu. And there, in awe and in tremendous trembling, we will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Nochun Yeh Harabayis Berosh Harim Adiyat. And the Harabayis, where the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, should be the head of all the mountains forever and ever. Shulchan Aruch then writes, Nishlam Tur Orechayim. This concludes the Tur and the Mechaber on Orechayim. The Ilchus Megillah. This concluded the section on Megillah on Purim. Shevach v'odol l'nora alila. This should be a great shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu yizakenu ligmor eskula. We should be able to learn many things and finish off all the learning that we can. Yatzilenu mikol michshol v'takola. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect us and save us from any stumbling blocks and anything that could cause us to fail. Baruch Hashem li'olam. Amen v'amen. We conclude with this great praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mishnah Berurah himself says, Siyamti b'chesed Hashem Yisbarach. I conclude writing this Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim says, with the great thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I say the same thing, Ani HaKotan, that I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing me the great opportunity to give these shiurim on OU Torah, to thank OU Torah, and to thank Rabbi Jack Abramowitz, for all the help he's put in making sure all these shiurim are uploaded. And the Chofetz Chaim wrote this on Yom Yutes L'Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, on the 19th day of the month of Mar Cheshvan, in the year Tof Reish Samach Zayin Lefrat Katan. We don't add the 5,000, the hay in front of it. So this was the year 5,667, which corresponded to the English date of November 7th, 1906. We go to the last Dershu footnotes. Dershu footnote number 11 brings down, Misha machmir laharbos oz besimcha v'libo tov lehonos acherim yishalach lemonos. The whole idea of sending shalach monos on Purim is to make other Jewish people happy. And he writes from the Ramah, Shemisha libo tov, somebody's a good-hearted person, v'eno ra lehonos acherim, and he doesn't mind helping other people out and giving things to other people. Hu yukuyam mishter tomet. Such a person will always be happy. However, he brings down from the Divrei Yisrael, Shekivan shalonog laharbos bo kol kach besuda kamo Purim. On your dollar, we don't make such a suda like we do on Purim. Lochein lo noagul lishloach monos biyom zeh. So we don't set up a day of sending shalach monos on this day. The Aruch HaShulchan adds, Sheikar avodas Hashem hi besimcha. The essence of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do besimcha. Idu Hashem besimcha. Lochein mi shalibo tov. Somebody's a good-hearted person. Mechayvi lemitzah tovet, and he's constantly wanting to do mitzos. He'll be besimcha all of his life because it's a simcha shel mitzvah. The Binyan Shlomo says that this last statement over here, Tov Lev Mishta Tomit, goes back to the very first simon in Shulchan Aruch, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit, who klal godo b'torah. And therefore, he ends off in the same way that we started, the Tov Lev Mishta Tomit. And this way, he gives an Eitzel Yodom Yori Shemayim Chosid, a righteous, God-fearing person. Shemichad Gisa Rotsu Lahachmir Alatzmo Lotzeis Yedei Kol Hadeo Subratun Larbos Besimcho Vimishta Gam Biyudalit Shalod Rishon. Somebody that wants to go be Machmir on other Rishon, such a person is possibly also being Makel, according to the opinion that says you don't have to do a Suda on this day. So therefore he brings down Shivi Sesem Nogdi Summit. He's doing this l'shem shemayim. So whether it's truly a mitzvah to be mar besud on yudalit or not, this person is doing it l'shem shemayim, and he will be successful and happy all his life. Finally, in the last few words of Dirshu footnote number 11, he brings down b'itochin shezeh mashasim aramah kam v'tov leiv mishta tomid. So that's a reference to Haina Misha Tov Libo. Somebody's a good-hearted person. Veimbo daigo machmas shaholich baruch chayim b'derech hatorah. He always follows what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Such a person will be happy. With this, we conclude all of our learning of Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim. It should be a wonderful ilui for the nishamos of my holy parents, my father, Yosef Nissen ben Yecheskel, Aleha Vashalom, and my mom, Chana Bas Meir Avram, Aleha Shalom. I hope people have enjoyed this learning, and Mitzvah Hashem, I hope you'll invite and encourage many people to start the new learning cycle of the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program, and Mitzvah Hashem, that starts in the week of Parshas Tetzaveh. Thank you so much for listening. I wish all the Tamidim, all the people that listen to the Shurim, they should have Tov Lev Mishta Tomit.